This is Hero of the Week, and I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in as we'll hear from another member of America's outstanding armed forces. Joining us today from Afghanistan is Lieutenant Colonel Daryl Smith, who serves in the United States Air Force. Lieutenant Colonel Smith, welcome and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Honor to be here.
Lieutenant Colonel, your current assignment there in Afghanistan has you involved in counter-narcotics. But this is not battling narcotics in the armed forces, but something that I'm not sure my audience is fully aware of. Please explain what it is you do, sir, and the different battlefields you are a part of at this time.
Sure. Well, as you may know, counter-narcotics is a big problem here in Afghanistan. They provide 90% of the world's opium. It's a very porous region, and I'm here with not only the military, but a lot of civilians that work really, really hard to weed out a lot of the poppy cultivation here in this country. It's a $1.4 billion industry here, and it provides $200 million to the insurgency. So I work with guys from the Drug Enforcement Agency and an organization called SOCA, which is over in the UK. It's kind of like a DEA equivalent. But it's a really big problem, and we're really trying to put a cap on it.
Okay, so is this strictly an American and British effort, or are there coalition forces involved in this as well?
No, all the coalition, all 50 nations here are supporting some of the effort in some way. The most active folks that I work with here are the U.S. and U.K. They have a lot of experience at home trying to fight the drugs across the world, and they brought them here with the military to fight the narcotics problem.
And are the Afghan military involved as well?
Absolutely. With the Afghans as much here, but I do go to the Ministry of Counter-Narcotics. Minister Osmani here in Afghanistan has had me over to dinner to his house, which has been quite an honor. We have a really good relationship here at ISAF HQ at the strategic level, but the Afghans actually fighting this war with the DEA and SOCA and some of our task forces down in especially Kandahar and Helmand, which is where most of the poppy is grown. They really fight really hard, and the guys get killed every week trying to eradicate the poppy out there. So it's a dangerous mission here, especially in the other provinces. We usually stay pretty safe here in Kabul at ISAF HQ, though. But we really have a good relation with our Afghan partners.
Okay, so this is much more involved than just going out and destroying a field of poppies, isn't it then, sir?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of planning that goes out there. There's a lot of radio and TV spots that we put out. Demand reduction is one of the things that we try to support the Afghans on. ISAF HQ has a supporting plan, which I was part of, to write the counter-narcotics campaign plan through 2014. And it basically mirrors the National Drug Control Strategy for Jarrola, which is the government of Afghanistan. So we are very much in line with their plan, and we are supporting their plan 100%.
Okay. So does this involve trying to help the local population understand what these poppies do and that there are alternatives? Are they given encouragement or something to local people who probably see this as a means of just making a living and surviving?
Oh, absolutely, and you use the right word. Alternative livelihoods is what we use as a term. When we go and eradicate a poppy field, for example, we don't eradicate unless there's an alternative means for survival, for livelihood. Growing wheat is one of the big things. Pomegranates, General Allen actually, I think during his congressional testimony, mentioned the pomegranate farms we're trying to grow. Helmand Food Zone is a great program that we're using as an alternate livelihood, a way for the Afghans to grow something other than poppy, so we don't take away their income without giving them a substitute. And we think it's working pretty well, and it could continue well beyond 2014 for when ISAF is going to leave.
And how long have you been in the Air Force, Lieutenant Colonel Smith, and why did you decide that military service was for you?
Well, I've been in almost 17 years, and I didn't really know when I was in ROTC that I was going to join. But I needed money, and ROTC gave me a scholarship. But I think my dad had a large influence. He was a KC-135 B-52 pilot in Vietnam, flew in linebacker 1 and 2, And he retired at 28 years of service. And I think that really molded my thinking to think that the Air Force would be a really good career to be in. And I never looked back. I think I made a really good career choice, and so did my wife. So we've been married 14 years, and she hasn't regretted it. She's made a lot of really good friends in the military, and we move around all over the world, Korea, Japan, Iraq. But she didn't come with me to Iraq, but here in Afghanistan. But she's taken really she has a lot of care back in the States when I'm deployed. So the Air Force has provided her that support base, and she really, really likes it.
And as we wind up our time, sir, please tell me what continues to give you the inspiration to serve America in the Air Force.
Yeah, I just think the Americans out there that support the troops. You know, when my dad was in Vietnam, he came back from the war, and he just wasn't appreciated. He grew his hair out long, grew long sideburns, because he just wasn't very welcome in public places. And when I went home from Iraq, for example, the plane was cheering when I came in for landing. And I've had people, when I'm in uniform, you know, just strangers on the street shake my hand and thank me for my service. And that kind of public support is, I think, a lesson we learned from Vietnam and continues to give me hope for the future. Absolutely.
My thanks again for giving of your time today, sir, to help us better understand people like yourself who serve and defend this nation each day. God's great blessings to you and your wife, sir. Lieutenant Colonel Darrell Smith of the United States Air Force, it is my privilege to honor you as our Hero of the Week.